Good afternoon, I'm Max Hedder, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. GO Transit workers are still on strike, and there's no clear end in sight. Over 2,000 workers, including bus drivers, walked off the job on Monday. Negotiations started in April, and this is the first time that GO Transit bus operators have ever gone on strike. Both the Transit Union and Metrolinx have expressed willingness to return to the negotiating table. Meanwhile, Metrolinx is saying that all available GO trains are there to are running. The drug company Empire is having an IT issue that causes technical issues in filling prescriptions. The Nova Scotia-based company issued a brief statement on Monday confirming this and that it was only affecting certain pharmacies. The issue at Empire-operated pharmacies were first reported over the weekend, and some Halifax locations took action on Tuesday by posting warning signs to customers. Currently, Empire Co. Limited remains tight-lipped about the issue, but an Ontario-based cybersecurity company said the situation is similar to the cyber attack that targeted Newfoundland and Labrador's health system last year. With the world gripped by an energy crisis, many nations have moved back to coal, but Canadian LNG is a cleaner solution that could have a real measurable impact on global emissions. A new report shows supplying Canadian liquid natural gas to Asia could reduce emissions by the equivalent of removing every vehicle from Canadian roads. The global energy research consultancy firm Wood Mackenzie confirmed this, and we'll be back with sports and weather.
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking. But $5,000 in cold, hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel Shrieky. I lost my mother to colon cancer. She was only 47. Talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports tonight in the WHL, Edmonton will be at Regina, Red Deer is in Winnipeg, Prince Albert will be in Lethbridge, and Seattle is at Kamloops. In the OHL, on Thursday, Hamilton will be at Barrie, Peterborough is at Windsor, and Guelph is at North Bay. And on Friday, the NHL, the Leafs take on the Penguins, and the Sharks play the Stars. Looking at weather in Hamilton, this afternoon will be sunny and it will be going up to 12 degrees. Tonight will be clear and it will drop down to about 7 degrees. And tomorrow it's going to be about 16 degrees and sunny.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
O'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh.
no man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
Ignite Radio, that was Lizzo's About Damn Time. I'm Jacob Stark, here with Logan and the Real Ones. Logan, are you enjoying your day today?
I am, as of right now, because, you know, sitting here in the studio with the group, about to talk with you for a little bit over the next hour. One thing I'm not enjoying is the weather.
I know, it's been kind of over the map recently. Last week we had some nice warm days, then we had some insane fog. Like, I don't know what that was about. And even yesterday morning we had an eclipse, like, what is going on with the weather?
I have no idea. I feel like it's either really, really hot or really, really cold, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, this morning I walked outside, and I'm sitting in my car freezing with my winter jacket on, and then the sun's beaming in my face. I actually heard a thing that the sun is as bright and as hot as it is because we're actually moving closer to the sun.
And that's weird because we're going into, like, winter, right? You'd think we'd be farther away.
It's supposed to get darker. It's supposed to get colder. But it just keeps coming back.
Now, I'm very much like, I love the fall. I love sweater weather. What are you feeling like when it comes to seasons?
I like spring. I like when it's starting to get warmer, but some days it's a little rainy, cools it down, but not too cold, not too hot. But it kind of feels like we're starting to just go into two seasons, like only summer, only winter.
Yeah, it feels like we're just coming out of summer, and then like we're in this weird stage. We had a little bit of fall, but now we kind of went back to summer. It's really strange. Canada weather, right?
Yeah, I have no idea what is going on.
I don't know either, but it is amazing to see that we're not getting very much rain. We had a bit of a sprinkle on the weekend, but in the night, right? So
yeah, and I feel like the snow is coming our way. I saw a video over the weekend of Calgary, Alberta, covered in snow. So I kind of have a feeling it's going to eventually make its way here, and then we're going to be wishing that it's summer again, and then before we know it, it's going to be hot, and we're going to be complaining that it's too hot.
Not quite looking forward to that. But if you guys stick around, we got some great music here on Ignite Radio. Up next, I believe we got Hotline Bling by Ghost.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Nothing but hit
Music now. This is Ignite Radio.
There's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. There's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blinks. Can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink. That can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No, why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Ignite Radio, that was Hotline Bling by Drake, not Ghost. Now, Logan, you brought up the fact that snow's on its way, and when I hear snow, I think of one holiday, and I think we all know it. But when do you put your Christmas decorations up?
I'm going to be honest. I wait until the last possible minute. I think last year, I didn't even put up Christmas decorations because I forgot. But I don't know.
Hold up. You forgot Christmas was coming.
Here's the thing. When I'm in a zone and I have stuff to do, like work, school, all of that, everything else just kind of goes to the back of my mind.
Just
and then
drop Christmas. No presents for anybody. Just completely forgot it.
I bought Christmas presents. But the way that time has been going, like it's already November 9th, it just creeps up on you. You wake up one morning and it's already December 24th and you're wondering where all the time went.
It does fly by. I usually like to put my stuff up right around after Remembrance Day, but I really don't go Christmas shopping till like the week before. Are you a last-minute shopper as well?
Absolutely. Like, I'm talking like Christmas Eve, Christmas shopping.
Christmas Eve? I'm not that bad. But
I'm bad.
It's just I find it so stressful to figure out what people want. I can't, you know what I mean? I don't know what they want.
And then you ask them and they say, I don't know, or don't get me anything.
I'm also one of those people. Absolutely. Like, I can't even be mad at that.
I think Remembrance Day is a good time to start after that, or even American Thanksgiving. If you're from the States and you moved up to Canada or you have family from America, sometimes they tend to wait until after the American Thanksgiving. But if you're doing those big lights, like with the giant gnomes outside and like the lights flashing the music, that's when you can start whenever you want. Personally, that's what I think.
I find that to be very true as well. If you guys stick around, we'll have Rhea up with the Entertainment Minute up next here on Ignite Radio.
This is Sam Waterston. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind healthcare system providing pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. This world-class care is combined with innovative research and outstanding teaching programs that support Shriners Hospitals in their mission of helping children realize their dreams. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Arthritis isn't just about getting old. In fact, arthritis is a serious disease that affects more than 4 million Canadians, including baby boomers and children. For many people, arthritis means pain and disability. But there are answers for those struggling with the disease. The Arthritis Society can help. We offer hope through education, support, and solutions with information and programs to make life easier. The Arthritis Society. Visit us online at arthritis.ca for help or to make a donation.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Drake and 21 Savage are at a loss after releasing their new album called Her Loss this past weekend. Vogue is currently suing both artists for their fake magazine cover that was being used to promote their new album. The rap duo was misleading fans into thinking that there would be a fashion magazine dropping soon. However, it ended up being a Photoshop Vogue cover to promote their album. Vogue is now suing Drake and 21 Savage for $4 million in damages. It has just been over a week since the famous rapper artist Takeoff was sadly shot and killed after a bowling alley incident in Houston. Takeoff's death has been a huge shock to the hip-hop community and has deeply saddened many. His funeral services will be held at State Farm Arena in his hometown, Atlanta, Georgia, this Friday, November 11th at 12 p.m. They open sales through the Ticketmaster to whoever would like to attend. Ticket sales start last night at 6 p.m. and were sold out completely by 10 p.m. Lena Horne was an African-American dancer, actress, singer, and civil rights activist, however, was primarily known for her entertainer. She started out in the late 1930s and in the 1940s became the first African-American performer to sign a long-term contract with major Hollywood studio. She has been now the first black woman to have a Broadway theater named after her, located in her hometown in New York.
This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight.
No one says it's easy.
Ignite Radio. That was Alicia Reed's Roses. And I just want to say the energy in this Ignite room right now is through the roof. And another place where that energy is going to be through the roof is on the movie theaters on November 11th because the new Black Panther movie is coming out. Logan, are you excited for that?
I am actually very excited. I'm really looking forward to seeing kind of how they transition into the new phase of all the Marvel movies in general and obviously the passing of Chadwick Boseman, seeing how they transition into that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how, like, Marvel, you know, they're kind of known for their happy-go-lucky films, and they're saying this film is more about grief, so I'm interested to see how they take a happier franchise and bring it into a grieving thing and see how Wakanda's recuperating after the loss of their king.
I mean, based on all the previous Marvel movies, I think it is going to be absolutely amazing, inspirational, sad, but it'll definitely be one to watch over and over and over.
It's definitely one of those things that's just so unfortunate to lose somebody so great like that. Like, Chadwick was the heart and soul of that franchise, and I believe he was going to be the heart and soul moving forward for the MCU, and it's just hard to see him gone, right?
It is, but I also feel like at the same time that the company, the production company, the producers, the directors, they're going to be able to fill those holes pretty well, as the Marvel company has been able to do in the past.
And a lot of his cast and co-stars have said this film actually does pay a good tribute to him. So it's going to be nice for fans to get to have a send-off.
I think it'll be an amazing tribute.
So are you definitely going to see it?
I will definitely be there. If not in theaters, I will definitely watch it any way I can.
I love Marvel movies. You already know I'm going to be there day one. I've been there all year for every movie. So far, they've let me down a little bit, but I'm really excited for this movie.
Me too.
Anyways, if you guys just take a short break and come back, we'll hit you up with our What's Up Mohawk.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Are you looking to join the ESL Conversation Club? You can come join them every Wednesday for casual conversation to improve your speaking skills. Meet new people and practice your English every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in the Learning Support Center in room C122 at the Fennel campus. Are you looking for a job? The Student and Graduate Employment Team is hosting a college-wide career fair at the Fennel campus. Employers will be hosting virtual booths using our virtual platform at Career Connect, as well as attending in person. This is happening right now from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and this is virtual. You can see this online, or you can head down to the C Wing atrium, and that's where you'll have your opportunities. With Remembrance Day coming up, Mohawk College will be representing an in-person Remembrance Day service to honor and remember the courage and sacrifice of those who served and the many who gave their lives to defend the values and freedoms that we hold dear. All staff and faculty member and students are welcome to join this Friday coming up, November 11th at 10:45 a.m. in the McIntyre Performing Arts Center in the Fennel campus. I'm Rhea, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
Baby bet, ayy, couple X, ayy, couple Grammys on him, couple plaques, ayy, that's a bet, ayy, throw it back, ayy, throw it back, ayy, and this one is for the champion. Just tell them ain't laying low. You
top, I wanna hear you say, he don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Just tell him that the break is over. Need a couple number ones. Need a pack on every song. Need me like one with Nicki now. Tell her I don't see ya, huh? I'm a partner like Bieber, huh? I don't f*** some queer, huh? But then let me deal, yeah. Hey, oh, let do it. I ain't fall off, I just ain't release my new shit. I blew up and everybody trying to sue me. You call me Nas, but the hood call me Doobie.
And this one is for the champion.
Track record so clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy. Y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late, cause I'm here to stay, and these girls know that I'm nasty. I sent it back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her ass sheet. City talking, we taking notes. Tell him all to keep making posts. Wish he could, but he can't get close. OG's so proud of me that he choking up while he making toast. I'm the type that you can't control. Said I would, then I made it so. I don't clear up rumors. Where's y'all sense of humor? I'm done making jokes because they got old like baby boomers. Turn my haters to consumers. I make vets feel like they juniors. Say your time is coming soon, but just like Oklahoma, mine is coming sooner. I'm just a late bloomer. I done peak in high school. I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these pussies walking around like they ain't losers.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Get your soul, just tell them ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I wanna hear you say, you don't run from nothing, dog. Get your soul, just tell them that the break is over.
Bringing you hit music now, wherever you are. This is Ignite Radio.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take a stroll. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared.
Ignite Radio. That was One Republic. I ain't worried. And I just got to say something. I am really excited for DC in the future because if you haven't heard, Logan, James Gunn, the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy series and the new Suicide Squad film, is taking over the helm and steering that ship to make new films. How do you feel about that?
Wow. That'll be really interesting. Me personally, I grew up more so on the Marvel movies and the DC video games. I found that DC made really good video games for like the PlayStation 2 way back when, but I never really got into the movies per se, other than obviously The Dark Knight, because it's The Dark Knight. But I think change over there is what they needed to kind of hit the reset button, have a fresh go at things and try something new.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think they've always had the darker movies, and I find it real interesting that they hired a guy that's known for some happy-go-lucky films, and even that Suicide Squad was still kind of goofy to take the reins. But it's been rumored that Steven Spielberg is going to take over for the Man of Steel film, wow. So I wonder where that's going to go, too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I think coming up in the next few years, there's going to be real competition between DC and Marvel, whereas the past few years, I think Marvel is kind of completely taken over DC. I think DC's going to catch up.
I think it's going to be cool to see them actually kind of competing, and it's going to be great for fans because now they're going to get great movies from both sides instead of just getting lackluster ones on top of lackluster
ones. Absolutely. Superhero movies on top of superhero movies. If you love superheroes, these next few years are going to be great.
All right, so that is all we got for this break. Coming up next, we have some more great music here on Ignite Radio.
Multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless. It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF, spending life gasping for air and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
Your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
At 14, she moved to Nashville, Tennessee to follow her dreams of becoming a country singer. She was born in West Reading, Pennsylvania, and through hard work, she was able to sign a recording contract. And with her self-debuted album in 2006, she became the first female country singer to write an entire U.S. Platinum certified album. Through experimentation, she later released albums with focus on country pop, with some of the songs being the first country songs to top the U.S. pop and all genre airway charts. After experimenting with rock and electronic, she landed her first song on the Billboard Hot 100. If you haven't guessed yet who I'm talking about, she has lots of songs talking about her breakups. I'm Logan, and here's Blank Space by Taylor Swift, only on Ignite Radio.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, student tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever.
Love it.
that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. And I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Online.
Online.
24/7, 365. Playing hit music now.
Only
on Ignite Radio.
Oh, I know that you've been hurting. I know I did you wrong. And I've been drowning in the whiskey every night since you've been gone. And I know that I've been trouble. But you've been on my mind. And I'm just picking up the pieces, trying to walk on that straight line. I'd walk a thousand miles out through the wild to get back inside your heart. Just trying to light your fire at any cost. And darling, I'll be standing by you when the sky gets dark. Oh, I will find all that love we lost.
Ignite Radio, that was Love We Lost, and we have Rhea joining us on this final break, and I just want to say, Ryan Reynolds is having another kid, and what would that be like to be his child?
The life of luxury, if you really think about it. Ryan Reynolds, he's got how many movies under his belt? He's been to the Oscars, he's gotten awards, like, he's got money, so you know for a fact his kids are living nice.
And I kind of feel like you get his genes, so right off rip. You're really funny. You're really goofy. Maybe a little bit good looking. You got the looks. You got the feels. I think you could go pretty far as being Ryan Reynolds' child.
So, but is he that same actor at home? Like, do you think at that dinner table he's making those exact same jokes?
Definitely. I've seen some video clips of him on like talk shows and stuff like that, and he talks literally the exact same way, just minus obviously the cursing and stuff like that, because he's a family man, so he's got to present himself a certain way. But he definitely upholds his reputation of being a funny guy on the screen and off the screen.
What do you think, Rhea? Do you think he'd be an amazing father, a funny dad, or do you think it just kind of get overwhelming after a while?
I think I kind of agree with Logan was saying. I feel like every single actor or everyone in the industry is the same person that they are on the TV or on the screen. They have some sort of that similar personality that they carry with them throughout all their work. So I really feel like he's kind of the same guy back at home, just like Logan said, minus the cursing, minus some of the extra stunts that he does. But the jokes, the personality, I feel like it's all him.
I personally think it'd be just so unreal to come downstairs and see him at the table. But I guess it's normal for them, right, to have a movie star there. And their mom's an accomplished movie star as well. So it'd just be amazing to have. And they have three other siblings, all of them girls. That's going to be an interesting household dynamic.
That's awesome.
But up next, we got Heathens by 21 Pilots here on Ignite Radio.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that helping even one child stay in school can be the start of something big, like a high school diploma that leads to college or university and a good job and raising a good family and encouraging their own kids to stay in school. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio now.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. To the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day, docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves.
just to stay away. And now they're outside ready to buzz. It looks like you might be one of us.
Want more hit music?
More hit music now?
Check us out at igniteradio.ca. Radio production.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. For confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip? What if I fall? Then am I the monster? Just let me know. And what if I sin? And what if I break?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up. Turn me down, turn me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now